We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This is Greg Olson, inviting you to check out my new Blue Wire podcast, TE1, where I interview tight ends throughout the history of the NFL who have helped revolutionize the position. TE1 is presented by the Chevy Silverado. The Silverado is all about grit. It's strong and dependable, exactly like playing tight end. Just like the incredible players we sit down with on the podcast, the Chevy Silverado is in a league of its own. Strong, advanced, and dependable. Download TE1 today, wherever you listen to podcasts.
Blue Wire.
All right, welcome back to a mini-sode of Big Screen Sports, the sports movie podcast, brought to you by Blue Wire, and this week presented by DoorDash and BetOnline.ag. I am your host, Kyle Bandujo. Again, it is Rocktober. It's Rocky Month here at Big Screen Sports. Going to do a few things in this quick bit. First and foremost, had another podcaster hit me with their favorite Rocky movie after recording time, and it was such a nuanced but also really funny answer that I've got to include it. My guy also didn't promo his podcast at all, so I'm going to do it for him. You might remember Jason Turbo joined me last month along with Brad Balukjian and Anika Orok from the Pandemic Baseball Book Club to debate for love of the game. Go check out the Pandemic Baseball Book Club podcast, which they're putting out weekly, and Jason's book, They Bled Blue, about the 1981 Dodgers. Here's Jason himself on his favorite Rocky film.
What's my favorite Rocky movie? I have two answers. The real answer is Rocky, the first one, the Oscar winner. It's a genuinely good underdog movie with complex characters and real motivations and a look at power dynamics from a unique perspective. Also, Frank Stallone singing near a flaming garbage can. The other answer is Rocky IV, one of the great camp movies ever. Stallone had long since given up the pretense of Rocky as a serious character, and himself is a serious filmmaker, and shoots for every low-hanging trope he can find. Getting an arena full of Russians to chant for his victory against their unstoppable countrymen, which he does mainly by deciding midway through the fight that he will no longer be affected by punches to his face, is some of the most glorious chutzpah in cinematic history. Yeah, Rocky, go.
Okay, great stuff from Jason, as always. Appreciate him chiming in. Again, go check out the Pandemic Baseball Book Club website, their podcast, go check out Jason's book. So for Rocktober, if you're following along, if you're going to listen to all these episodes, you might want to catch up on some of the Rocky movies, maybe your favorite, maybe all of them. You never know. I took a look and see where these are streaming, and it doesn't look like almost any of them are streaming for free on any platforms, but right now on Prime, you have Rocky, all the Rocky movies and the first Creed are $2 on Prime. You can marathon them. It's going to cost you $12, and then you get to stream Creed 2 for free. It's kind of interesting that Creed 2 is free to stream on Prime, but Rocky is not, or the original Creed is not. Here's what scheduling looks like tentatively for the rest of the month. Next Monday, taking a look back at the Rocky series in its entirety with Double G from Fight Game Media. You heard him on this Monday's episode talking about his favorite Rocky movie. We expand on that. We go in deep. On his podcast, on Fight Game Podcast, they, this summer, went and took a look back at the entire series, looked at trivia, Really just got in depth with it, and he brought some of that. We talked about, you know, who the best villain is, what the best fight is. It's just kind of a good looking at the Rocky series as a whole. Pretty fun episode. I already recorded. In fact, I literally just got done with that. That is going to drop on Monday. Next Thursday or Friday, I'm not exactly sure when this one's going to drop, but talking to Michael Rothstein of ESPN about the oral history he did recently on Remember the Titans. It was awesome. Not exactly Rocky themed. We might talk a little Rocky because he does cover boxing, but the oral history was too good not to have him on the pod, and it came out recently, and you know, everyone loves Remember the Titans. At some point this month, going to have Ring Magazine's Michael Montero back on. He joined last year, talked Cinderella Man, an episode I really enjoyed. Someone who is a boxing historian, a very knowledgeable guest, really enjoyed having him on. Going to talk about Rocky's impact on the boxing industry, that kind of legacy of the actual sport. Don't have that one nailed down for sure yet, but looking at doing that soon. Really want to get Michael back on the podcast for October. Then on Monday the 19th, we're going to do a traditional big screen sports episode covering the original Rocky in the classic big screen sports format with Doug Greenberg, the host of the Rocky Minute podcast, where they break down the series minute by minute. I think they're, if I remember correctly, they're into Rocky III at this point. You heard Doug. Doug was the last podcaster who chimed in for that episode on Monday about, you know, podcasters' favorite Rocky movies. I thought he gave a great answer. I am looking forward to breaking down the Rocky series with someone who has studied it as in-depth as Doug has. I'm very much looking forward to that. And then got to thinking about a non-sports movie for Rocktober. You know, I could have done another Rocky-themed episode, and I do want to get more than just four Rocky-themed episodes in. But, you know, it's Rocktober. It's not Rockytober. So our non-sports movie episode of the month is going to be a returning guest talking about a movie that I think everyone likes, everyone has seen. We're talking School of Rock with Mike Schubert, a host of Potterless, co-host of Horse, host of Meddling Adults, one of my favorite guests. He's going to be joining the Four Timers Club. That's something that we are laying it down tomorrow. Really looking forward to talking School of Rock with Mike. School of Rock is very interesting when you watch it as an adult, especially an adult with kids. If you haven't seen School of Rock in a while, I would turn it on. I think you're still going to enjoy it. I still enjoyed it. I enjoyed the same parts I enjoyed when I saw it when I was younger, but you definitely have some questions about the main character and the kind of person he is. As an adult, you have a little more understanding of that guy, and it's not in a positive way, but it's a great performance by Jack Black. I know it's going to be a great episode. It always is when Mike joins, but so finishing out Rocktober with School of Rock. I'm going to leave you with a little clip of Monday's episode, again with Double G from Fight Game Media, talking a little Rocky, and then you can catch the full thing on Monday, wherever you get your podcast. So this might be a much tougher question. Can you point to something that is legitimately the least authentic part about the Rocky franchise, boxing-wise?
So I have these little, we did these little nitpicks, like what kind of just were things that you would nitpick at the movie. And in the first Rocky, round 15 is like 75 seconds long. Like, it's so short. But you know, there were budgetary reasons for stuff like that, I'm sure. But when you get to Rocky IV, his fight with Drago, there are small things like when every time in boxing, if the fighter's glove touches the ground, like he uses the glove to keep himself upward, that actually counts as a knockdown. And never did they ever count the glove touch as a knockdown, which happens often in Rocky IV, but they actually do in Creed II, because that becomes a big part of that storyline in Creed II, where Adonis, you know, kind of goes down on a knee, and baby Drago comes at him like with this disqualification punch that puts him in the hospital. Like, so in Rocky IV, like Rocky must touch his glove to the mat like three or four different times, and he gets right back up, and they don't call it a knockdown, and they just keep on going. But that entire movie is sort of like that in a sense. It's just over the top, over the top, over the top, over the top, and that, I mean, it's probably why it's the most successful out of all of those films too.
And that's all you're getting of Monday's episode. Tune in next week doing the full thing with Double G from Fight Game Media, talking the entire Rocky series. We will catch you then. Thanks for listening.